Last time, we learned in the Baruch Elokei Neshama that we say, Hashem Elokei Elokei Avisai. We say three things, Hashem Elokei Elokei Avisai. And we pointed out that in the beginning of Elokei Neshama, we just say Elokei. We don't say Elokei Elokei Avisai. What are these three things, Hashem Elokei Elokei Avisai? So we explained that they correspond to Godol, Gibor, and Noira. The three primary Shvachim that we say about our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Godol is the Midah of Chesed, Gibor is Gvura, is Din, and Noira, we explained, is that he's awesome, that it's when there's a blend and Hashem brings down here Shemayim down to Aretz, that's an expression of Noira. We explained that when we say Atovirasa, Atoyetzarta, Atonafachtabi, that corresponds to Godol Gibor Noira. So therefore, once we mention Atavarosa Itayitzata Tanafachtabi, now when we talk about when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemus, we say Hashem Elokei Elokei Avisai. Hashem is corresponds to Godol. Hashem, we know we've spoken in the past, is indicates the midah of Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Hoya Hoy Viviya. That's why he wants to act in a limitless way, and that's his pashtus, that's Chesed. And Elokei is Elokim is the Midah Din, that Hashem is Mashkiach on the world and sees how they're acting and accordingly bestows Tayyiv to them, and that's with the Midah of Gvuru of Din. And Elokei Avisai is that Hashem is Noig with us, this, the way that he was Noig with the Avos, L'mailo Midar Chateva, and that is Noira. That's what we explained last time. I'd like to suggest to take this one step further before we move on today in the text of Elokei Neshama. I'd like to just suggest to take this one step further and say that we start off with five things: Atovirasa, Atoyetzarta, Atonafachtabi, Atomeshamer Bekirbi, Atosad Letli Mimenu Alechzir Belaselave. And we explained in the past that these five things really are in a group of three groups: is the past, the present, and the future. The past is Atavirasa, Atayetzarto, Atonafachtabi. The present is Vatomashamra Bakirbi. And the future is Vataosid Litlamimeni Vulaksir Bilosalove. And Be'ez Hashem tonight, I would like to suggest and explain that really these three things, Godol, the Avar, the past, present, and the future, are really in order, correspond to Godol Gibor Noira. And that is like this. These are all things in regard to the Neshama. Hashem is Barasa, Yetzarta, then Fachtabi. Hashem created the Neshama. We explained in the past, why did Hashem create the Neshama? Hashem created the Neshama because of the Midah of Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch wanted to be Meitiv, and that's in fact why he created the world, in order to make a Neshama, that the Neshama is going to be Nene Miziv Shechinasei. The place for that really is in Olam Haba. And everything else was created afterwards because of that. The Briyas Olam, Olam Chesed Yibana. The world is created for the Midah of Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem was Barasa, the Neshama. That is the ultimate Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reason for all Chesed. That's the reason for everything. Is Hashem wanted to be Meitiv and to be Noyeg with Chesed. So he created a Neshama. This that he fashioned the Neshama and infused it into the body that it comes here was just to enable the chesed to go forth. We can't just have chesed, so we need to have, because otherwise it would be Nahama de Chisufa, we explained. So I said the neshama needs to come to this world in order that it should be zeichet to the chesed that Hashem wants to give it. But it's all in order to give the chesed that Hashem wants to give. So atavarasa, atayetzarta, atonafachtabi is an expression of Hashem's midas chesed. We move on to the present. Hashem is watching within me my neshama. We explained from the Yavetz what that means is that the neshama, while it's down here in this world, does not really want to be here. It wants to be back in Shemayim by the Kisak. It wants to go back to the source. It wants to go back to Aviv Sheba Shemayim, right? It wants to go back to be Nene Meziv Shkinasai. That's where it belongs, right? But Hashem says no. It's forced. Hashem is Meshamru Bekirbi. Every second Hashem is forcing it to stay down here. Why? Why is that? Why is Hashem constraining and restricting the neshama from going back to the chesed in Shemayim? The answer is because it's we need the din. We can't just have chesed. The neshama has to come down to this world and merit the chesed through din, mishpat, You have to earn it, right? And that's why the neshama needs the beer. The neshama, while it's here, doesn't appreciate that. It wants to be back there. But the bottom line is, it's for the good, because it needs to go through the process of this world, being zaycha through din, through gvura, through the midah of din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So v'atom shamru b'kirbi is a very extreme thing, that Hashem is forcing the neshama, but that's an expression of Hashem's gvura of the midas ha-din. Now, we move on to v'ata osad litla mimenu lachzir b'los alavai. That's noir. How is that? So like this. We explained in the past that the noir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressed in the Beis HaMikdash. Manoira HaMokim HaZeh, HaBayis HaGodol VaHanoira. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where it's brought out the noira, the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason is, we explain, because the Beis HaMikdash, what's noira, we explained at length in the past, that noira is the blend of Shemayim and Arts. The blend of Chesed and Din, the blend of those two anhakas, Shemayim and Arts coming together, that's Noira. And the Beis HaMikdash is the place where Shemayim and Arts come together, right? The Orin is the epitome of that, right? That's the ultimate Shemayim and Arts coming together. It was a physical Orin, but it did not have any laws of nature at all. It was Einem in Amida. And Orin, that Rizal says, spells backward Noira. The Orin is the ultimate. The Beis HaMikdash, specifically the Orin, is the ultimate level of that, is an expression of Neira. And the reason is because the Beis HaMikdash is the place where Shemayim and Arts come together. The truth is like this, that there's something else, there's another area in the world where Shemayim and Arts come together. Where is that? So we explained in the past, the Vilna Gaon in Parshas Balak says beautifully. He says, Yadua, it's known. Ki ha'olam nechlak l'shloisha. The world is divided, the universe is divided into three parts. The first is Shemayim, right? Shemayim represents the spiritual world, anything in the world that's spiritual. The second is Oretz, the physical world, anything that's physical. What's the third? The third is Kolol Mishneyem. The third thing is the thing that has both in one. Vehu Adam, that's Adam. Like the pasuk says, "Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Arfa min Adamo, vayipach ba'apach nishmas chayim." Hashem infused the Shemayim and Arts, put the Shemayim and Arts together, the body and soul, the Shemayim and Arts. Very interesting. And in fact, so really, Adam himself, the man himself, really, Shemayim and Arts should be a place of Noira. There's a chibur of Shemayim and Arts. Adam should be the ultimate Noira, right? And in fact, it's a very interesting thing. The Zohar Kaddish in Parshas Vayichi, Reish Mamalaf, we said this way back, we mentioned this Zohar Kaddish. It says a fascinating thing. B'shoh she'bara ha'adam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, v'kom al raglav, and he stood up, ro oisei kol abriyas, all the creations of the world had a year, saw him, v'yoru milfonav, and they had a tremendous awe, a trepidation from Adam Rishon. They were like going after him like Ibsa Melech. That's tremendous. He was a Noira. Right? And it says that Adam Rishon took them by their hands and said, no, let's go bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But perhaps the idea in this is because really, Adam Rishon, Adam, the way man is meant to be, is this chibur of Shemayim and Arts, man and soul, and that really is the ultimate Noira. There's a Noira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed through the walking Adam, a person should be that Noira. Now, why is it that we don't have that? We go into the Beis HaMikdash, Noira. Now, we don't find in ourselves the mid of Noira. Why is that? So I think the answer is like this, that the Nefesh HaChaim in Shara Aleph, Perek Tezvav, says that once Adam Rishon was chata, was sinned, then things changed a whole bit. And he says like this. He talks about these different aspects and dimensions of the neshama. There's three primary aspects. There's nefesh, ruach, neshama. And when it comes to the most deepest part, the neshama, he says like this. I'll read to his words. Omnam, v'chinas ha-neshama, v'chinah of neshama of the neshama, he, kaviyochel, he says, he kaneshima atzma, it's the breath, kaviyochel, itself, Shem Pnimius Atzmusim is Stateris Behelem. The neshama itself is hidden. Umekayra Baruch Kaviyachol B'toich Neshimas Pivis Baruch. Kaviyachol Kaviyachol, the makar of the neshama is the breath Kaviyachol of Hashem Himself. She'ein atzmos mahusa nechneses klal b'teich gofadam. This aspect of the neshama, which is called neshama, does not enter the body of man. However, Adam Arishin, kaidem achet, zochel atzmusa. Adam Arishin was zeichet to the atzmos of the neshama. But b'sibas achet, because of the chet of Adam Arishin, nistalka mitaychai, the neshama, and that part of the neshama left him, v'nisharo rak chayfefes alav. And it now like hovers over the person, but it's not in the person. The neshama, which is the ultimate kaviyachol from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshimas pev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate shemayim, right? That is not anymore uzman hazeh inside of the person. It's not connected with the person. It's above the person, the human body. And he doesn't say here, somewhere else I believe he speaks out that la'as alavei, we're going to get back that madrega, that the neshama from Shemayim, the kaviyachol, the neshimas pev yizbarach, the neshimas hapeh kaviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come inside of us. And perhaps that's the idea of, we spoke in the past from the Shalach HaKadosh. The Shalach HaKadosh says a fascinating diktuk. We spoke about this in the past, that he says if you observe the words of Elokai Neshama, there's a tremendous flip-flop, a discrepancy. We start off Elokai Neshama Shenasato Bi. We use the word Bi. Tahiri, Atavrasa, Teitzata, Atonefachto, Bi. Then we say, Vato Meshamra Bekirbi. We don't say Bi. It gets even more interesting. Then we say, Vato Osad Litlu Mimani Ulachzira Bi. We flip back to Bi. And then it gets even more interesting. Kolzman Shanashoma Bekirbi. What's going on over here? Bi, Bi, Bekirbi, Bi, Bekirbi. What's going on? So the Shalach HaKadosh, we spoke this out in the past, says a fascinating thing. When we say Neshama Shanasat Bi Tahirhi, that is, you gave, not me, but Adam Rishon, mankind, in the beginning of the world, you gave me, Bi, a Neshama Tahir. Said the level of the Neshama in the body before the Chet Adam Rishon was Bi, right? Nowadays, it's Bekir Bi. So that's how it goes. It's beautiful. Neshama Shenasat in the past, Neshama Shenasat to Bi Tahiri. Hatovir Asat Yitzat Atonifach to Bi. Now, in the present, Atom Hashem Rebekirbi. It's not the same thing. We'll see in a second what's the difference in Bi and Kirbi, but let's just speak out how he learns the bracha. We're going to come back to the level of Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet. Then it's going to be Lachziro Bi. But now, Kolzman Shanashama Bekirbi. What's the difference? Beautiful. What's the difference between Bi and Kirbi? So we said last time, Pshat, I look back in the Shalah, I think he's saying something else. His words are like this. Very chiddush. Aval atahi bekir boy. He says, B is that it was boy be'etzem. The neshama was in Adam Rishon be'etzem. Nowadays, aval atahi bekir boy, v'loy boy mamish. It's bekir boy, not boy. What does that mean? Rak bekoroy boy. Bekoroy fi ito, imoy, klemer, elov. Bekir boy is a lashon of, like, bekoroy. The neshama is bekir boy is a way of saying it's bekoroy, it's close to me. It's next to me. But it's not Bi Be'etzem. It's not inside of me. The neshama, the deepest part of the neshama is not Bi. Now it's Bekirbi. It's Bekarev. It's close to me. Beautiful.
Why do we do
it? So we get back levels of neshama, but a certain aspect of the neshama, we don't have that level of neshama. That level of neshama, it doesn't come fully back, right? That since Adam Rishon, we never got it. The Nefesh Chaim later on says that Moshe Rabbeinu reached that level, the Avos Nat. Okay, it's a whole long, the Nefesh Chaim talks about this at length, this level. But this level of Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet, the neshama was totally inside the person, and now it's Bekirbi, it's Bekarev. So it's beautiful. We said, what's Noira? Noira is when Shemayim and Aretz come together. Nowadays, We experience the Noir in the Beis Hamikdash. Shechina, Shemayim and Aretz come together down here, right? A person, we don't have that. Why? Because the neshama is not B. It's next. It's not infused to blend it together. The neshama, Shemayim and Aretz. V'la'asa lovei ata asa litla mimeni ulachzira B. La'asa lovei. La'asa lovei is going to be B. That's going to be the ultimate Noira. there's going to be Noira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every yid walking around, there's going to be a Noira. There's going to be, that's going to be the level of. So perhaps Ata Asa, the future of Ata Asa Lel Mimani Lachziro Bilas Lavi is corresponds to Noira. So it comes out. Ata Verotz Ata Yitzat Ata Nefach to be, that corresponds to Gadol, the Mid of Chesed. Ata Umetam Shamber Bekirbi is Gvura. And about the also little men, is Noira, and that's why we go on and say Hashem Alekai, Alekai Vesai, which corresponds to the Golden Gibran. So that's just to put it all together. Okay, let's Be'ez Hashem move on now in the bracha of in the bracha of Alekai Neshama. We say that Hashem is Riboin Kol Amasim, Adoin Kol Hanashamis. Hashem is the master of all Maisim and the master of all Neshamis. What exactly are these two things? Riboin Kol Amasim, Adoin Kol Hanashamis. So I'd like to share with the Olam two ways of understanding. The first is that we've spoken in the past that Elokei Neshama, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us a neshama. We explained that it's really divided into two things that we're thanking Hashem for. The first is the gift of life. Hashem gave us life. By returning the neshama, we got back life. Right? The second thing is the gift of the neshama. The neshama is the most precious thing in the world. We're elevated over the entire Bria because of the neshama that He gave us. So we get life, and we also get the most precious thing, the most thing that brings us up over everyone else, and that's the neshama. Two things we explained. And we explained in the past from Rav Huttner that when it comes to thinking, the word hoidah has two meanings. It means to think, and it means to admit. Right? Hoidah. Hoidah is baldin, and Rav Huttner explains, because whenever a person needs to think, he needs to first admit that it's coming from that person, and that person is not all me, it's coming, that person is in control, and I'm a recipient. That's something that a person needs to admit. When we thank Hashem for the life that He gave us, and for the neshamas that He gave us, we have to first recognize that our lives and our neshamas are totally in Hashem's hand, and He's in total control. Like we say in Moedim, Al Chayenu HaMesurim BiYodecha, V'Al Nishmoisenu HaPakuda Islach. Our lives and our neshamas are totally in Hashem's hand. And we explained in the past that when we start off Ato Virasa, Ato Yitzarto, Ato Nefachtabi, V'Ato Meshamer B'Kirbi, V'Ato Osat Lutla Mimenu, L'Akzir B'Losalove, this is all an expression of our realization, our Hakara, that Hashem is totally in control of our lives and our neshamas. Hashem gives us life, He takes it back, He gives it back, right? He takes it away from us, lost love, He's going to give it, lost it, He's going to give it back, lost love. Our lives are totally in bi'ad Hashem. And our neshamas, He's alekei arucha, He's atav arasa, atav yitzar, atav nefachtibi, He's forcing it to stay here, atav meshamer b'kerbi, all these things are our realization. Before we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to be moideh, and admit and recognize that it's all in Hashem's hand. And that's why we have this lengthy atav arasa, this whole thing. Perhaps based on this, we could explain that when we thank Hashem, we go again and we say, Riboin Kol Amasim, Adoin Kol Neshamis. Riboin Kol Amasim, Hashem is the master of all Maisim. That corresponds to our lives. The Maisim, the creations, specifically Maisim, we've explained in the past, that there's Bria Yitzira Asiya. Asiya is when Hashem activated the Neshama and makes a person alive. That's Asiya, the Gemara. The life of our lives is Hashem is the Ribbon. Hashem is the master of that. Ribbon Kol Amasim. And in regard to this, that we thank Hashem for our neshamas, we say Adon Kol Neshamas. The neshama that He gave us, He's the Adon, He's the master over that. So perhaps Ribbon Kol Amasim, Adon Kol Neshamas, is Hashem is the master over our lives, all creations, all life, and over the neshamas that He gave us. So Ribbon Kol Amasim, Adon Kol Neshamas. Perhaps we could just add one more thing to this. That this, maybe we could explain the difference between the word Riboin and Adoin. Very interesting. Riboin Kol Amasim and Adoin Kol Neshamas. They both seem to mean master. What's the difference between Riboin and Adoin? So, like this. The Vilna Gaon in his Birum Ta'agodis on Daf Samach and Brachas, on the Brach of Elokei Neshama, he's going with a different girsa. It's Riboin Olamim and Adoin Kol Neshamas. So we don't have that. That's not our text. So we're not going to explain the way he explains it, but Toicha Dvarim, while he's explaining it, he speaks out. He says that Riboin is the targum of Adoin, and it's interesting. If you look in the Chumash, the word Adoin in Chumash, if you look in the targum, he always translates it. The targum as the word Riboin. Riboin is the targum of Lashon HaKodesh of the word Adoin. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. So. And he says he says like this. He says words that are not so easy to understand. He says that the Rebbein Oilamim, the Oilam is the Chitzayim, is the external. And he says the Targum is the external, and the Adon for the Neshama is the internal, the Pnimis. So what does this mean? So I'll explain like this. The Rebbe Naftali Hertz, in Imre Shefer, he explains the Vilna Gaon as follows. He says like this. Ha-hevdol shebein Targum l'Lashon Kodesh. The difference between Targum and Lashon Kodesh. Why do we have Targum? Because the reason is mipnei sho'am lo yavinu lashon kodesh, because people wouldn't understand the pasuk, the lashon kodesh. V'tirgumu oisai b'lashon amuvan umurgal b'fi hakol ba'isai zman. It was translated in a way that everyone could understand it. Nimtza comes out mashinelam v'pasuk, the hidden aspect of the pasuk ve'enoi muvan, and what's not clearly understood. Right, mefarshei hatargum or megala. I say the targum is there to reveal it and bring it out to make it revealed. V'lachein, therefore, says the Naftali Hertz, hapsukim nekrom nelamim. The pasuk in regard to targum is the nelam, is the hidden aspect. V'atargum nekrom afurish v'nigla. The targum is what's out in the open, is what's more begali. Right, very interesting. The targum is the outside, is what's apparent. And the Lashon Kodesh, the pasuk, is what's hidden. So it could be, it's beautiful. Our lives that we're thanking Hashem for, that's in the open, that we see, right? So we say, Ribboin Kol HaMasim, because the Ribboin is Targum, that corresponds to what's more apparent. But our Neshamas that we're thanking Hashem for, we're Maminim B'nei Maminim, that we all have a Neshama. But we don't see the Neshama, right? It's not apparent, it's bepnimius, right? So that's adoin kol haneshama. So this that Hashem is the rule of the neshama, that's something which is more hidden. For Ulai, maybe that's the reason why we changed the lashon rebbein and adoin. Okay. Along this idea of that Hashem is total control of our lives and neshama, I would like to share a beautiful Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Yudalet, Merachayim, he's discussing the idea that a bracha needs to have the Gemara Paskin, we Paskin, that you need to say melech in a bracha. The question is, Elikai Neshama, we don't say the word Melech. How could that be? So one answer is that on a bracha, smucha lechaver, to a bracha that's connected to another bracha, you don't need to say Melech. So many Rishonim say that Elikai Neshama is connected to, some say Asher Yotzar, Hamapel, it's smucha lechaver, so that's why it doesn't say Melech. Comes along the Beis Yosef and he says like this, Ubirchas Elikai Neshama, the bracha of Elikai Neshama, Ledas HaOimrim, according to those that say, She'ena smucha leberchas hashiyatzar. Some Rishonim say that's not smucha to berchas hashiyatzar. Vein bo malchus. How could it be? There's no malchus. Nira. What's the answer? Dekivon shemasker bo. Since we mentioned in Elokai Neshama, Shakodish Baruch Hu boirei haneshamas, that Hashem created the neshamas. V'noivchon begufais, and He infused them into the body. V'achakach noitlam, and then He takes it away. V'achakach machzirlam, and then He gives it back. Loss of love. There's no greater mentioning the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than all this. When we say all these things, and I think the idea is based on what we said before, right? This is our expression and our realization, our shouting out, Hashem is malchus, Hashem is totally, has dominion over our lives and our neshama. That is the ultimate malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we say. That's the idea of Ein Lecha Malchus Gedolah Mizu and Elokai Neshama. And perhaps this could explain a medrash in Parshas Balak, Medrash Rabbah, Perek Chaf. The medrash says on the pasuk, "Hein om kolavi yakum." Klal Yisrael, they get up in the morning like a lion. It says the day of a yid, right? He goes to sleep, he wakes up, and then it says, "Kushabol lishan." When he goes to sleep the next night, "Mafked ruchel Hakadosh Baruch Hu." He gives his neshama takod. He entrusts his neshama by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar biyodcha afked ruchi. Now listen to this carefully. Ukshininar, when he wakes up. Mamlech b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's Mamlech Hashem. When he wakes up, we know when a person after he goes to, he says Krishma, he's Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It sounds like right when he wakes up, he's being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is that? So if you look in the Radal, Chedush Radal right on the side, unbelievable. Kshininar Mamlech b'Kodesh Baruch Hu, Uhu b'Birchas Elikai Neshama. That's the Baruch, Elikai Neshama. Sh'oimra Kshininar. Right, we said in the past, the Medina de Gemara, it sounds like in the Gemara, Kimisar, when you say the Lekai Neshama, right when you wake up, we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where's that Lekai Neshama? Like the Beis Yosef is saying, it's beautiful, right? That Ein Lecha Malchus Gedolah Mizu. So it comes out in Elokai Neshama. We're not just thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that everything is Hashem, Hashem is in total dominion over the Neshama, over our lives. And that's being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we start off the day, that's the first thing. We're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps it goes one step further. We said in the past that Moida Ani, we said, is in place of Elokai Neshama, right when we wake up in the morning. We're not noyik to say Elokai Neshama right when we wake up. It has the Shem Hashem. So we say Moida Ani, which is also thanking Hashem for giving us a Neshama. What do we say? Moida Ani Lufanecha, Melech Chai V'Kayim. We're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first thing in the morning, the first thing we say is Melech Chai V'Kayim. Oh, I would like to end off with a second Mahalach and how to understand Ribboin Kol HaMasim, Adoin Kol HaNeshamas. And that's based on a very interesting Avudraham. The Avudraham in Birchas HaShachar, on these words, he gives a source for the words of Elokai Neshama. What's the source? So listen to this, very interesting. He says, the source for the words Ribboin Kol HaMasim, that Hashem is the master over all Masim, what's that? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Memhei. Perek Memhei, Pasuk Zayin. Listen to this. Pasuk is, Yoritzer Or, Hashem says, I created the Or, the light, Uboyri Choshech, and I created darkness. Oysa Shalom, I make Shalom, Uboyri Ra. Ani Hashem, Oysa Kol Eila. I am God, Hashem, who made all these things, Or and Choshech. Says the Avudra. When we say Ribboin Kol HaMasim, it's coming from these words. Ani Hashem Oisei Kol Eila, Ribboin Kol HaMasim. Very interesting. Why specifically this pasuk is the pasuk that Ribboin Kol HaMasim is a very general thing. Hashem is the master of the world. This pasuk indicates. Very interesting. What does that mean? Let's take it a step further. Adoin Kol HaNeshamos, says the Avudra. What's the source of that? Adoin Kol HaNeshamos, like the pasuk also in Yeshaya, three parakim before, in Perek Mem Beis, pasuk says, in Pasuk Hei, Koyamar, Hakel Hashem. This is what Hashem says. Boirei Hashemayim. That Hashem created the heaven v'neitem and stretched it out, the heaven. Roika Aretz v'tzaseh, and He created the land and all the vegetation, everything on it. And then Noisin l'shama la'amalel. He placed a soul in the man, that the people on the world, on the earth. He gave a ruach, a neshama, to those people who walk the world. This pasuk is the idea of Adonai Kol Neshamas. What's going on over here? What's unique about these pasukim? So I think there's something very powerful here. If you look in this pasuk, it says that Hashem is Yoitzer Oru Boir Choshech. Hashem created light and dark. Light and dark are the two opposites. Right, Sholem and Ra. Oysa Sholem, Uboy Re Ra. They're two opposites. Right. In fact, I saw the Matzudas David. Yoitzer Or, Roitzer Loimer. Anihu Oysa Dover Vihifachoi. I am Hashem who makes two opposites. These two opposites, I'm the creator of Ani Hashem Oysa Kol Eila. That's the pasuk. That's the kavan of this pasuk. Hashem is telling us, Ani Hashem Oysa Kol Eila. You think that they're opposites, they're coming from two different places. Ani Hashem Oisei Kol Eila. Everything is mine. I made everything. Even things that are opposites. You think, you know, this, but not that. This, but not that. No, Ani Hashem Oisei Kol Eila. I made everything. That's what the pasuk is saying, right? Now, like this. Listen to this. There's a beautiful Malbim. The pasuk in Perek Mem Beis that says, Hashem says, I made Shemaim, I made Oretz, and I placed the soul into man that walks the earth. Listen to what he says. He says a beautiful thing. Shemayim and Aretz, he says, are two opposites. Shemayim is the spiritual realm. Aretz is the physical realm. They're two opposites. He says, one might, chas v'shalom, think that they're coming from different places. Right? He says, you know what Hashem did? He gives a mashal. This mashal, he speaks out in Parshas Bereishis more. He says like this. If you have a craftsman, right, who's amazing craftsman in woodwork, he does beautiful work with wood. He's also very talented. He also is a beautiful, he's a gold, he makes beautiful golden jewelry, whatever it is, gold work. And he has beautiful wood pieces, and he sells also gold pieces, right? When people come in, they think that the gold was made by one person, and the woodwork was made by a different person, right? Who's going to make both? Both are talented, right? So you know what he does? He wants everyone to know that it's coming from the same person. So you know what he does? He makes one item that has both gold and wood together. Beautiful golden piece with wood, beautifully done, merged together. That's megala to everyone, that the wood that you see and the gold that you see is all coming from one place, one person. Beautiful mashal. Says the Malbim, the world is shemaim and aretz. There's opposites in the world, right? Or choshech, there's opposites, right? You know what Hashem did? Hashem made one thing, one vessel, one kli, that is a blend of both together in one. What's that? Man, like we said before with the Vilna Gaon, there's shemaim, there's aretz, and then there's man. Adam, mankind, is what reveals to all that the Eibishter is Uni Hashem Oisei Kol Eile. That Hashem is Reboin Kol Hamasim. You know how Hashem shows how Hashem is Reboin Kol Hamasim, that Hashem is Ani Hashem Oisei Kol Eile. Even though Hashem makes Or Choshech, this Chesed, this Din, right? Chesed and Din is Or and Choshech, we said in the past. There's the opposites. The fact that Hashem infuses together Shemaim and Aretz, Chesed and Din together, that's Adam, that's man. That reveals that it's that Hashem is Echad, that's Noira, Kodesh Baruch is Noira, there's only one God. That's Noira. It's revealed through Adam. Through Adam we see how Kodesh Baruch is Noira, there's only one God Hashem created. Ani Hashem Oisei Kol Eila. That's Ribon Kol Masa. His words are, Hashem, through creating man, at the end of creation, Murkov, he's blend, he told us a Shemayim. When we told us Aretz Alidei Gufay, Shemaim is his nafsha v'sichlay, his neshama. When we told us Aretz Alidei Gufay, ubezeh haniach haysomay al klal habriya. Mankind is the seal, Hashem's seal, on the whole world. Sheyakiru sheyoytzer echad barakol. There's only one Eibishter. There's only one God. There's only one Creator, and it's beautiful. Ribayin kol amasim, and he says that's pshat in the pasuk. It's beautiful. Koymar Hashem, ani Hashem bayrei Shemaim. I created Shemaim. Roika Aretz, I created Aretz. How do you know there's one God? Because noisin neshama la'am oleha. I've placed the neshama in man. That shows that the Bayri Shemayim and the Bayri Aretz is one Bayri. That's, I think, according to the Avudram, what's happening here. We say, Ribboin Kol Hamasim. Hashem is the Ribboin Kol Hamasim. He's the creator of all Masim, everything, Chesed and Din, everything. You know how we know that? You know how that's brought out? Because Adoin Kol HaNeshamais. Through this, that he created a neshama through bringing the neshama into the world, that shows Hashem is Ribbon Kol HaMasim. It's beautiful. Adon Kol HaNeshamas, Ribbon Kol HaMasim, Adon Kol HaNeshamas. Ashikach.